Villa.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO as we get you set for a boys basketball doubleheader. We come to you live from Lauren Central School tonight for the opening round of the Pat Grasso tournament here at LCS. Welcome into the Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. Of course, Cork and the crew are on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department, you can rely on Chambers and O'Hara. Cork and the crew wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in tonight's game. And our Section 4 disclaimer is that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. Our first game of a doubleheader tonight, the first game tipping off at 5 o'clock, the second game at 7, features a very interesting first-round boys matchup between the Morris Mustangs of the Tri-Valley League and the Walton Warriors of the MAC Conference. So this is two teams that are red-hot coming into this game tonight, and when you run into a situation like that, something has to give. So both these teams have challenged themselves with very tough schedules, and we'll start off taking a look at Walton, a very good team. Honorable mention in this week's New York State Sports Writers Weekly Basketball Poll for Class C teams, but I think they'll be cracking the rankings very soon, the top 20 in the state, because they have really challenged themselves with a tough schedule, starting off with the Stop DWI tournament down in Binghamton, where they fell to Seton Catholic, who's a very, very good team, by only 5 points, and then they upset Union Endicott, who's a Class A school, 70-67, and besides that, they have just been rolling through their opponents locally here, but they haven't played since just about a week before Christmas in the Stanford Holiday Tournament, where they defeated the host school, the Stanford Indians, in the final. So you wonder sometimes about that long layoff. In fact, talking with their head coach, Dave Gardepi, he said over a 21-day stretch, they will have only have played 2 games. So sometimes that can be tough because you might go cold. It's tough to keep the guys focused in practice sometimes when you don't have a game right around the corner. So I think this will be a great test for them here tonight. And the four teams here are all very high-quality teams. It's always a fun time when we're here. Our second game tonight will be South Courtright taking on Lauren's in the 7 o'clock matchup, and we'll have a little break in between this first game and the second game, but we'll have a doubleheader here tonight, and that's fun because last Friday night we got snowed out. We were going to do the Downsville and Franklin game, and then earlier this week we had a little switch where we couldn't do the BG girls game because of a time change in their tournament, so it's been a long layoff for me as well. We haven't done a game since Bainbridge, Guilford, and Delhi back on the 19th, so I'm ready and raring to go here tonight on WCDO. Of course, it's our Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. Cork and the crew are on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. Again, for all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department, you can rely on Chambers and O'Hara. They're having that great Christmas on Riverside sale right now as well, where they teamed up with Butler Auto Sales, also on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. So stop over there for a New Year's deal. Treat yourself to a quality pre-owned vehicle, new-to-you vehicle, at Chambers and O'Hara or Butler Auto Sales. It's Christmas on Riverside. Speaking of teams that have challenged themselves, we look on the other side of the coin here in this opening round game. The Morris Mustangs, they started off the season by going down to the Deposit Hancock tournament, had a great first round game against Sydney. Sydney ended up pulling away in the end of that contest, but besides that, that's their only loss of the season. I saw them right before the Christmas break when they took down Deposit Hancock in the Ray Clement tournament in the championship game, so that was a nice win for the Morris Mustangs because we know that DH is going to be a quality team in Class D and in the MAC this year. But what I really like about this matchup is, you know, these teams won't see each other in sectionals. Walton's a C school, Morris is a D school, but there are two teams that I would put as early favorites in their respective leagues, Morris in the Tri-Valley League and Walton in the MAC. I think kind of looking at how things are shaking out so far, these are two teams that we could see a lot of come league playoff time, so that's certainly going to be a fun battle over the next couple of weeks. As right after this long week of tournaments ends, we'll get more into league play for the MAC, the Tri-Valley, the Delaware League, and some of the other leagues that we cover locally as well. This week is always a ton of fun because there's just a multitude of basketball tournaments for boys and girls, a lot of wrestling tournaments this week, indoor track and field, bowling. It's a very busy time between Christmas and New Year's, and it's certainly a lot of fun. We're going to take a quick break for the national anthem and the announcement of the starting lineups, and when we come back, We'll get this underway, the opening round of the boys' Pat Grasso tournament here in Lawrence. It's the Morris boys taking on Walton in the opening round here, and make sure you don't turn that dial, folks. It's going to be a good one here tonight. The Chambers and O'Hara pregame show, of course, brought to you by Cork and the crew on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. I'm Nate Lowell. We'll be right back on CDO.
Winter is here. Do you have a dependable vehicle to get you where you need to go in the stormy weather? Look to Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, for all of your transportation needs. Cork and the crew have a wide selection of cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, crossovers, and more that are ready and tested for winter driving by their excellent service team. Don't see what you like? Let one of the Chambers and O'Hara professionals find it for you. Let us do the work. Want to stay dry while you shop? Visit chambersohara.com and be warm and cozy at home while you browse our inventory. We're always bringing in new vehicles, so check back often for a fresh look. Our experienced sales staff are local residents, your friends and neighbors, and they won't pressure you during the car buying process. Let Chambers and O'Hara take care of you this winter. Visit today on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, or call 563-4311, or visit online at chambersohara.com.
If you heat with oil, call Marabito Energy Products. Whether you need a single fill-up or automatic delivery for a year, our affordable pricing is designed to keep you warm. Our new customer care center provides real-time ground control of all our fuel deliveries. So when you call, we can search for a driver closest to you for timely delivery. Call, save, stay warm. Marabito Energy Products, where our people make energy different.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lowell with you tonight on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. As always, our web stream is brought to you by SFCU at Sydney Federal Credit Union. It's all about you. We're ready and set for the opening tip-off here. Walton is in the orange uniforms with the black and the white trims. There's Walton in black and white lettering across the front of the chest there. Morris in the home white uniforms with the royal blue trim, says Mustangs in blue lettering across the front of the uniform there. We'll get to the starting lineups in just a minute, but we'll jump it up and get underway between Morris and Walton in the opening round of the Pat Grasso tournament here in Lawrence. And it's going to be an early layup here for Matt Murphy. Got the tip, took it right down the court, put it up and in, and Morris has a quick 2-0 lead over Walton here in this Pat Grasso opening round game. Live from Lawrence Central School tonight. Walton with the ball. They're going to take it down low. Left wing side for Gavin Griffin. He puts it up and in. And it's a 2-2 ball game with 7.5 to go here in the first quarter. Again, we'll get to those starting lineups in just a minute. But we're quickly underway here between Morris and Walton. Left side here for Morris Mustangs. This is Brandon Richards back for Murphy on the right side. Again, Morris going right to left on your radio dial. Dumps one down low, looking for Nate Edwards for Childs underneath with a left-handed layup. It's up and good for Robert Childs. He's playing with some tape on that left wrist. Went down in the Lee Fisher Davenport tournament, and they were afraid he might be out for an extended period of time, but he's wrapped it up and appears good to go. Walton with the ball. They trail 4-2. They have it on the right wing side. A three ball is up and good for Shane Merwin. He dials long distance, and it's a 5-4 game. Walton on top, 6:45 to go in the first quarter. Murphy on the left side of the floor now for Morris as they try to counter on offense. Takes a pass to the corner. Now he does for Rutherford, and the ball's knocked out of bounds. We'll stay here with the Morris Mustangs. Starters tonight for Morris, number one, a junior, Matt Murphy. Also a junior, number five, Brandon Richards. A senior, number 11, Adam Rutherford. A senior, number 22, Robert Child. And a junior, number 23, Nate Edwards for head coach Jerry Joy. Walton picks up a steal here, and they'll bring it back down the floor, going left to right on your radio dial. They'll go to the high post. Here a turnaround shot for Gavin Griffin. Left it short, and the rebound is picked up by Morris. And here is Murphy down the left side of the floor. Goes down low for Edwards. A little baby hook shot is knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Walton will stay with Morris. Walton and head coach Dave Gardepi will counter with senior number 1, Jacob Beach, also a senior number 4, Shane Merwin, a senior number 23, Alex Tweedy, a sophomore number 30, Dylan Jacob, and a senior number 33, Gavin Griffin. Morris with the ball. He'll pull one out here to midcourt and is picked up by Murphy as he brings it back down the floor. Looking for Brandon Richards as they set up offense, as it's a 5-4 lead for Walton over the Morris Mustangs here with 5:50 to go in the first quarter here tonight on WCDO. Here is Murphy, tries to get it back up top for Richards, takes it down low. He tried to dish one to Child. It's intercepted, and a breakaway here for Walton going the other way. A little pump fake up off the glass and good for Shane Merwin. And Merwin has a quick 5 points here of the 7 points for the Walton Warriors, and they lead 7-4 with 5.5 to go in this first quarter. Murphy crosses the big Lawrence L at midcourt, goes to the right side for Rutherford. Rutherford with a bounce pass into the corner, knocked out of there by very active hands by the long, lanky senior number 1, Jacob Beach. And so Morris will inbound on the far side of the floor. They go to the high post for Robert Child. Almost had his pocket picked from behind. Now he does, and Beach is going to take off, streaking down the floor. Beach pulls up, stops, and reverses to the right wing side. Step-in jumper for Merwin. That one is short. Rebound for Child. Had a little trouble corralling that one, but finally does, and dishes one on the outlet pass here to Murphy, who gets across the half-court timeline. Murphy with a bounce pass to the high post. Lost control was Child. Ball is loose and into the corner here for Brandon Richards. Richards lost it out of bounds, but it was last touched by Alex Tweedy, who was going for a trap in the corner for Walton, and so possession stays with Morris. It's Walton 7, Morris 4. Boys contest here tonight, opening round of the Pat Grasso tournament in Lawrence. Here is Richard on an inbounds pass. Richards with the shot, no good. Nate Edwards with the rebound. Edwards tries to get it back to Richards, kicks out for Murphy, left wing side for three, got it. Matt Murphy dials long distance. We're tied up 7-7. Here between Walton and Morris with 4:35 to go in the first quarter. Walton with the ball. Again, they're in the orange with the white and black trim uniforms. Morris is in the white with the royal blue. Tweedy takes it down low on the baseline right wing side. Gets the layup to go, and he's fouled. Alex Tweedy's first basket of the evening here tonight for the Walton Warriors. And he'll step to the charity stripe to try to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. 4.5 to go in this first quarter. It's 9-7. Walton on top, as Alex Tweedy steps to the line. First shot for Tweedy is good. So Tweedy gets it to go. He gets an and one play there, and Walton goes back ahead 10-7 with 4:25 to go in the first quarter. Right wing side, a pass down low for Child. He takes one up and lays it in. Robert Child with 4 points now, and a nice dish off there down low, and they found it wide open. It's 10-9 with 4:10 to go in this first quarter. Back down to the right wing side for Merwin into the corner. A deep three here from Tweedy. Rattles it in. They're going to give him a three-pointer on that. And Tweedy now with 6 points. And Walton shooting very well. It's 13-9 with 3:55 to go in this first quarter. The Warriors leading the Mustangs here at the Pat Grasso tournament. Robert Child down low. Little turnaround shot up and good for Robert Child. A strong move to the bucket. And it's 13-11. A back-and-forth affair here between the Warriors of Walton and the Morris Mustangs with 3:40 to go in this first quarter. Left wing side of the floor. Now to the right here for Walton. They go down low for Griffin. He takes one up, and he's fouled with 3:35 to go in this first quarter. Gavin Griffin will step to the line to shoot two. A lot of size on the floor for both these teams tonight. I noticed that Morris and head coach Jerry Joy did start Nate Edwards, who normally isn't a starter, just because I think he's a little taller, and Coach Joy probably felt he had to counter against the size that Walton brings to the table. First shot is up and good for Gavin Griffin. He has 3 points, and Walton leads 14-11. Just as I say that, Nate Edwards comes to the bench, and normal starter Cam Best, one of the senior captains for this Mustangs team, steps in. Gavin Griffin to the line. He goes 2-for-2. He's got 4 points, and it's Walton 15, Morris 11, with 3.5 to go in the first quarter. Very high-scoring contest here between the Warriors and the Mustangs. Right side of the floor here for Matt Murphy. Bounce pass to the left side here for Rutherford. Rutherford kicks one back out for Murphy as they go right to left with 3:15 to go in the first quarter. Murphy barking out signals. Wants some room to operate here. Walton paying very close attention on defense. They go to Cam Best on the left side. His three is off the mark. Ball is loose. Pinballs around to the near side. Rolls out of bounds. And the officials are going to say it stays with Morris. Walton is not pleased with that call there, as the ball really pinballed around. Well, now they're going to change this call, and it's going to go back to Walton with 3:05 to go in the first. So not every day you see a call reverse, but we see one there. And it'll go back to the Walton Warriors with 3:05 to go in this first quarter. Again, 15-11, Walton on top of Morris. Opening round of the Pat Grasso Tournament, one of my favorite tournaments to come to every year, a long-running local tournament that's seen a lot of different teams over the years. Walton brings it back down the floor. They pass one down low for Gavin Griffin, up and in. Griffin in the right place at the right time. He's got 6 points, and Walton leads 17-11 with 2:45 to go in the first quarter. Left side here for Murphy. Murphy bounces out into the corner now, and the ball was kicked there by Tweedy. Brings up a dead ball whistle here with 2:40 to go in this first frame. Again, our score 17-11. Walton on top of the Morris Mustangs. Murphy will get it in down low for Robert Child. Takes it to the rim, and we'll have a foul, it looks like, down low on Gavin Griffin. With 2:35 to go in this first quarter. Again, our score, Walton 17, Morris 11. Boys' first round of the Pat Grasso tournament lies from Lawrence. First foul of the night on Walton and the first foul on Gavin Griffin as well. Morris has 2 fouls as a team, Walton with 1. Back to the top of the key for Brandon Richards. Bounce pass Cam Best, left side for 3. Off the back of the rim, a high-flying rebound for Jacob Beach. He's off to the races and back down the floor for Tweedy. Now back off for Beach. Thought about a 3, didn't pull the trigger. Passes left side for Dylan Jacob. Jacob back across for Merwin. He fires one up, and it's good. And Merwin now with a team-high 8 points in this first quarter. It's 20-11 with 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Left side of the floor for Murphy. Murphy gets stuck in traffic, goes down low for Cam Best. Dishes one off for Robert Child. He puts it up, can't get it to go. Follow-up is good. Robert Child with 8 points in this first quarter for Morris, and it's 20-13. Walton boys on top. Dylan Jacob walking it back up the floor, the sophomore, very talented point guard here for the Warriors. Dishes to the left side now, gets it back. Spot-up jumper from the right elbow, can't get it to go. Ball is tipped. Child will come down with a rebound, though, as he just took it away from Gavin Griffin. Minute and a half to go in the first quarter. Morris back down the floor. Murphy in transition, tosses one up, and it's good. Little 360 move for Matt Murphy, and it's 20-15. Walton on top of Morris. The Mustangs won't go away with a minute 20 to go in the first quarter. Little 1-3-1 defense here set up by the Morris Mustangs, just trying to slow down this potent offensive attack of the Walton Warriors. Right side of the floor for Merwin. Into the corner now for Dylan Jacob. Jacob on the baseline, 15 on the shot clock. Goes down left, down low at the right. Low block, a little up and under. Gets it to go. Dylan Jacob, his first bucket. And that gives Walton a 22-15 lead with 50 seconds to go in the first quarter. Boy, we got a scoring fest here tonight. Murphy on the right side will reverse to the left side. They go down low for Rutherford. Little floating jumper won't go. Rebound for Walton. And they're off to the races again here with Jacob Beach. Beach into the corner now, looking for Merwin. Another three-pointer rattles in, and he gets it to go. Shane Merwin with 11 points, and Walton leads 25-15 with 30 seconds to go in the first quarter. And they are just shooting the lights out here tonight. Here is Murphy on the right side. Murphy holding on to it, dribbles behind the back, looking to get something going. Gets to the foul line, steps back for a long three, can't get it to go. Rebound is loose in front of the Walton bench, out of bounds, and it's going to stay with Morris with 11 seconds to go in the first quarter. This would be big for Morris here if they could get a bucket at the end of the first quarter and try to limit some of the damage of this hot shooting Walton team. They get it in with 10 seconds left first quarter. It's 25-15. Walton on top of Morris. Murphy dishes one down low, up off the glass, can't get it to go. Walton's going to try to get a shot off here at the buzzer, and right at the top of the key, off the back of the rim, and no good. End of the first quarter, the opening round of the boys' Grasso tournament. It's Walton 25, Morris 15. We'll be right back on CDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back as we start the second quarter. Live here from Lawrence Central School, Walton will fire up a three to start this second quarter. A long shot from Jacob Beach won't go. A rebound for Morris. Ball trickles out of bounds, though, and is going to be whistled by the officials to go back to the Walton Warriors here. So last touched by the Mustangs, and Walton will pick it up. So here is Beach. Slices and dices his way inside. Beach goes up for a left-handed layup. Can't get it to go. Gets his own rebound. Puts it up and in. Believe it or not, his first bucket of the night, and it's 27-15, and this Walton team is the real deal, folks. 7.5 to go in the second quarter. It's Walton 27 and Morris 15. It was Merwin with 11 points for Walton in the opening quarter and 8 for Robert Child for Morris. Ball knocked out of bounds here by some active hands on the Walton defense, and it will stay with the Morris Mustangs. So Morris will get it in, left side of the floor, as they go right to left on your radio dial. Here is Murphy on the right side of the floor, outside the three-point line, tries an entry pass to the high post, it's deflected away. Here comes Beach down the left side of the floor, leaves one off for Merwin, blocked from behind, and a foul on the Mustangs with 7:05 to go in the second quarter. Foul will be on Cam Best, his first, team second, and heading to the line will be the hot-shooting senior, Shane Merwin. Now, this group has been together the last couple of years, and they've started to make some noise here for Walton. And with a lot of these guys now being juniors and seniors, it's really starting to come together for Walton. First shot is up and good for Shane Merwin. As he steps to the line, they had a great game here last year with South Courtright, which was one to remember. Second shot for Merwin is off the mark and no good. Our second game later on tonight will be South Courtright taking on Lawrence at 7 o'clock. Be directly after this game, small break in between, and then we'll get you that second game of our doubleheader here tonight on CDO. 6:55 to go in the second quarter. Morris with the ball. They trail 28-15. We're going to have a foul on Shane Merwin as he was trying to work his way through a pick there and hooked around and gets whistled for a foul. So that is the first on Merwin and third on Walton as a team. Step-in jumper for Murphy here. Gets his own rebound off a miss. Tosses another one up. Can't get it to go. Rebound for Jacob Beach. Boy, it's like he's got springs in his legs. Back down the floor. Tries a one-handed pass to a streaking Dylan Jacob. Passes too far and sails out of bounds. Both teams trying to settle in here a little bit early in the second quarter. Edwards checks back in here for Morris, as well as John Oliver, who usually provides a pretty good spark for the Mustangs off the bench. With 6.5 to go in the second quarter, it's 28-15. Walton on top of Morris here in the Pat Grasso tournament opening round in Lawrence. And here is Murphy, gets it to the high post for Edwards. Now back out for Cam Best. He tries a three. It's no good. Edwards with a rebound, but had it ripped away from him by Brett Charles. Charles dribbles down the floor here for Walton. Leaves one off for Alex Tweedy. Spots up and gets it to the foul line. Back out for Merwin for three. He can't get it to go. Left it short, and Robert Child with the rebound. Outlet pass now ahead for Murphy. Murphy finding John Oliver. He wants that three ball. Gets it and can't get it to go, though. Oliver gets his own rebound and loses it off his foot and out of bounds. Good hustle there to chase after his own shot, but couldn't get it to go. Lost control off his foot and out of bounds. 5:50 to go in the second quarter. Walton leads Morris 28-15, and the Warriors walk it up the floor here with Dylan Jacob. Walton in their orange uniforms with the black and the white trim. Morris in the home whites with the royal blue trim. Walton with another three ball left wing side. That's off the mark for Merwin. Beach with a rebound. Back up top for Dylan Jacob. Finds Alex Tweedy right side for three. Now that one won't go. Walton suddenly starting to go cold, and we'll have a foul on the rebound as Tweedy was trying to follow that shot and gets whistled for a reach-in. With 5:25 to go in the second quarter, it's Walton 28, Morris 15, opening round of the Lawrence Pat Grasso tournament. First foul on Alex Tweedy of the Walton Warriors. And here is Murphy directing traffic here for the Morris Mustangs, trying to get this offense going. A little 2-3 zone here for the Walton Warriors. They get it down low for Robert Child. Turnaround shot won't go. Nate Edwards is good for the rebound, and he's fouled, and will go to the line. Ripped down that rebound strong, then went up for a shot and got hacked on the wrist by Brett Charles, his first, team's fourth, and Edwards will step to the charity stripe. Team foul situation, Walton with four, Morris with three. Edwards' first shot, in and out. And back to the line for his second shot. Murphy's going to get a break as Brandon Richards will check back in, the junior wearing number five here for the Mustangs. Second shot coming for Nate Edwards. Edwards doesn't get the shooter's touch on this one. Hit the rim three times, bounces free, and back up the floor here for Walton. With 5 minutes to go in the second quarter, it's Walton 28 and Morris 15. Both teams have gone a little cold here over the last minute and a half to 2 minutes. They skip one across for Dylan Jacob. The quick point guard gets into the paint, kicks one out for Beach. He tries a three off the mark and no good. Morris back up the floor with Cam Best on the left wing side. Best outside for Adam Rutherford. He tries a three. That's off the mark from downtown. Child with a rebound. He cleans up the mess and puts it home, and it's 28-17. If the Mustangs could take advantage of some of these missed shots, they could get back in this ballgame, but Walton has looked excellent so far here tonight. Beach to Merwin on the right wing side as Walton goes left to right. Back to the top of the keys. They work it around the top of the circle. Now here's Beach, takes one down low, falling away, can't get it to go, ball out of bounds, will stay with the Warriors, last touched there by Rutherford of Morris. With 4:15 to go in the second quarter, it's 28-17. Walton on top of Morris. Cam Best is going to come to the bench, and Murphy got about a one-minute break there, and he's right back in, the star point guard here for the Morris Mustangs. Here's Beach, top of the key, finds Merwin in the corner, outside the three-point line, back for Beach. Thought about an NBA three, but didn't pull the trigger on it. Top of the key now for Beach again. Little stutter step, dribbles to the foul line. Chest pass, far side for Merwin. Pump fakes on a three, left wing side, tries to go back for Tweedy. It's intercepted here by Morris. Ball is loose at half court. Both teams fighting for it. We're going to have a jump ball situation, and it's going to go back to the Morris Mustangs. Morris was desperately trying to call timeout before that jump ball popped up there. But instead, the referee said, nope, jump ball first. And luckily for the Mustangs, it will stay with them thanks to the possession arrow. Nate Edwards coming to the bench. And Cam Best will check back in. With 3:55 to go in the second quarter, opening round of the boys, Pat Grasso tournament. It's 28-17, Walton on top of the Morris Mustangs. Mustangs looking to chip away at this lead, but a steal, that won't help Walton back down the floor. Here's Merwin, breakaway layup, can't get it to go. Rebound for Morris as they were hustling back on defense. Here's Murphy, springs down the floor, and Murphy tries to go coast to coast. It won't work. Right-handed layup won't go down. Richards with a rebound, kicks it back out into the corner now, left wing side for Cam Best. Best with a little floater, that shot won't go. Like there's a lid on the rim right now for the Mustangs. Beach back down the floor, finding Dylan Jacob up and in. Dylan Jacob now with 4 points off the sweet dish from Jacob Beach, and a timeout is taken here by the Morris Mustangs. With 3:15 to go in the second quarter, it's Walton 30, Morris 17. I'm Nate Lowland. We'll be right back on CDO.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-thru open Fridays 24 hours and Saturday until 1 a.m.
Patriot Masonry of Otigo is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. Patriot Masonry can handle any job, big or small, commercial, industrial, or residential, and they're your local stamped concrete specialist. Beautiful indoor or outdoor fireplaces, patios, brickwork, stairs, floors, or countertops. They can do it all. Call 287-0709. That's 287-0709. Or visit online at patriotmasonry.net. That's patriotmasonry.net. Patriot Masonry. Call 287-0709.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back with 3:10 to go in the second quarter. Out of the Morris timeout, Mustangs with the ball. They pass one down low for Rutherford. It's good. Rutherford with a wide open layup as he cut back door. Murphy found him, and he's able to finish. It's 30-19, Walton on top of Morris. The Mustangs are trying to hang around here against a very talented Walton Warriors team here tonight. Here is Gavin Griffin, left side of the floor, and he is bumped and fouled by Robert Child with 2:45 to go in the second quarter. Don't forget, we'll have the second game tonight on the radio as well in the opening round of the Pat Grasso tournament. It's the host school, the Lawrence Leopards, taking on the South Courtright Rams at 7 o'clock. So we'll have a small break in between this game and that game, but a lot of basketball here tonight. Perfect night to stay inside, stay warm, and listen to some hoops. Here is Beach on the left side of the floor. Beach holding on to it, directing traffic for the Walton Warriors. They're in the orange with the black and white trim here tonight. Beach down low, takes one up and good. Boy, he is silky smooth on that baseline, and he gets the little runner to go, and it's 32-19. Just so tall and athletic and quick, too. 2:20 to go in the second quarter. Here is Murphy. Murphy gets around one defender, holding on to it now for the Morris Mustangs. Skips across the top of the zone for Brandon Richards. Richards, top of the key for Cam Best, and now across to the right side for Murphy. Murphy to the high post for Ben Child, who's into the game now. Down low for Rutherford. Rutherford dribbles back out, takes a shot here. Rutherford can't get it to go. Cam Best fighting for the rebound. It's loose on the floor. Murphy comes away with it. Dishes one off for Ben Child, who puts it up and in. Ben Child finishes off. A nice pass there from Murphy, and it's 32-21 with a minute 45 to go in the second quarter. Here's Walton on the right side of the floor for Jacob Beach. Beach now for Dylan Jacob. Jacob finding Merwin. They go down low for Gavin Griffin. Turnaround shot is blocked there by Ben Child. Tipped out of bounds and will stay with the Warriors. With a minute 35 to go in the second quarter, it's Walton 32, Morris 21. It's like Nate Edwards might be checking back in here quickly for the Mustangs. Edwards looked like he came out of the game there because might have gotten hit in the nose a couple of possessions ago, but he appears to have recovered and is back in the game for the Mustangs. Left side here for Merwin. Back up top, Gavin Griffin. Straightaway jumper from the foul line is off the mark. A rebound for the Mustangs. Richards with the outlet pass ahead for Murphy. Murphy with 7 points here in the first half. Back across for Cam Best. Inside for Edwards. On the left low block, he tosses one up and in. Nate Edwards with a little baby hook gets it to go. And it's 32-23 with a minute 10 to go in the second quarter. Edwards, I'm not sure how he got that one to go. He was in kind of a tough spot, but the sweet and soft touch goes in for the Mustangs. Pass down low for Tweedy. Walton with the ball now, left wing side on the baseline. A drive and a kick back out for Tweedy for a long three. It's good. Alex Tweedy from downtown, and he's got 9 points. And we're under a minute to go here in the second quarter. It's 34-23. Here is Murphy, down low for Cam Best, on the right side for Rutherford. Spot-up jumper, that's off the mark. Tweedy with a big rebound, and a pass ahead here for Merwin. Long ahead for Jacob, through his hands and out of bounds. But that's the recipe for success for Walton. Didn't work that time, but boy, they are looking to run, get out on the fast break any chance possible. Really have to be aware if you're the team that's trying to get back on defense. 35 seconds to go before our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report. Make sure you stay tuned. We'll recap this entire first half during our break. Going to be a 30-second timeout first as Coach Jerry Joy wants to talk things over for Morris. Our score, Walton 34, Morris 23. We'll step away for 30 seconds on CDO.
Your friends at Mirabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Mirabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Mirabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Mirabito Gresham work for you.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
29 seconds to go before the halftime break. This would be big for Morris here if they could get a bucket before the half as they trail 34-23 here at the opening round of the Pat Grasso tournament in Lawrence. It's Walton against Morris here in the opening round. Trying to play for the last shot here is Murphy on the right wing side. Murphy has his pocket picked by Beach, who tries to go coast to coast and lays it up and in. Jacob Beach with a nice steal, and he finishes. 2 seconds left in the first half. Here's Cam Best with a long three. Can't get it to go. And that's going to be our halftime score. Walton 36 and Morris 23. A great momentum builder there by Jacob Beach. A steal, took it down the floor, laid it up and in, giving Walton a nice cushion at the halftime break. Again, our halftime score, Walton 36 and Morris 23. We'll be back with our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. Again, the opening round of the Pat Grasso tournament here in Lawrence. And we'll have a doubleheader here tonight. After this game, it will be South Courtright battling Lawrence at 7 o'clock. I'm Nate Lull. Halftime report coming up on CDO.
Imagine your energy company paid you. With Mirabito Energy's 50-50 program, that's exactly what happens. Mirabito customers can receive $50 when they refer a new energy user who becomes a Mirabito customer. And that new customer also receives $50. It's 50-50 just for choosing the reliable, dependable, and affordable energy of Mirabito, where our people make energy different.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Are you looking to buy or sell real estate locally? Need expert advice? Call Stacy Frazier at Keller Williams Realty, 31 Main Street in Oneonta.
Dealing in residential, land, and commercial listings, Keller Williams is there for you.
Providing the utmost marketing in today's real estate market, Stacy Frazier is a proud sponsor of local high school basketball on WCDO.
Willing all the local teams their best performance, especially the Franklin Purple Devils and Unitigo Spartans.
Call Stacy with your real estate questions today at 434-9538
or visit online at stacymfrazier.com.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need a quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers & O'Hara Riverside in Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates, available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, midsize, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers & O'Hara, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney at 563-4311.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO. Also, WCDOsports.com, our web stream, is brought to you by SFCU. At SFCU, it's all about you. One thing to remember about our website, WCDOsports.com, is you can go there and click on Game Audio Archive, and every game that we do this season for basketball will be on there. And it's not just basketball. It's any game we've done for football, baseball, softball, soccer, they're all on there at WCDOsports.com. It's a free download. You can just listen to it right on the website, or you can download it, so you'll have it forever right on your computer or laptop. And that's all courtesy of SFCU. Again, at SFCU, it's all about you. Our Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report is right now, of course, brought to you by Mirabito. Remember, when you use your Mirabito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. You can see for yourself at Mirabito. Call 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT, and that's a good number to have right now. Boy, what a cold stretch here, folks. I mean, I'm okay with 20s and 30s usually in the wintertime, but this stuff where it gets down into the single digits for a week or two at a time, I mean, you look at the 10-day forecast right now, it looks like it's going to be chilly for quite a long time to come, and dipping into the negative temperatures and the wind chill, it's tough. It's definitely tough, so it's a good excuse to stay home, sit by the fire, or crank up the furnace and listen to WCDO, because we'll have a lot of games coming up for you. Of course, the doubleheader here tonight, and then next week we really start to get into the league schedule for the MAC, the Tri-Valley, the Delaware League. It's a very exciting time, and this week has been super exciting too. When you want to talk about the last two nights, I've been at the Kozalski tournament down in Bainbridge. Two girls for Bainbridge Guilford go back-to-back nights of joining the 1,000 point club. You had Megan Palmatier against Tioga for Bainbridge Guilford on Wednesday, and then Abby Selfridge last night against Deposit Hancock. joining the 1,000-point club. So they are the sixth and seventh members on the girls' side of the 1,000-point club. And, of course, Megan is a senior, but Abby is only a junior. So still a lot of room that they'll be moving up the charts on the all-time list at BG. So that's certainly a big congratulations to them. Also, a couple other athletes that are in the neighborhood. Of course, one that got one is Sharon Springs, Nick Tomaszewski. For Sharon Springs, they're in the Tri-Valley League with Morris and GMU. He got his the other night on Wednesday, so congratulations to him. And there's one more girl locally that is under, well, she's under 30 points away from getting it, and I believe we'll be doing that game on the radio next week. I don't want to tip anybody off, but we'll be definitely talking about it next week as she's going to be very close. And anytime an athlete is close to getting 1,000 points, we try to be there to support them here on WCDO. Let's go through our first half scoring summary. It's 36-23. The Walton boys are on top of Morris here at the halftime break. It was 12 points for Shane Merwin, 9 for Alex Tweedy for Walton, 6 apiece for Jacob Beach and Gavin Griffin, as well as 4 for Dylan Jacob. And talking to head coach Dave Gardepi before the game, I said, Coach, haven't had a chance to watch you guys this year, but every box score I get from the school says, you know, it's pretty balanced scoring. It's one guy one night has 13, you know, 12, 11, 10 points, and so on down the list. So there's not a guy who seems to be blowing up for 25 or 30 on this team, but a lot of guys going for the balanced scoring of 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, you name it. On the other side for Morris, 10 points, a team high in the first half for Robert Child, 7 for Matt Murphy, and then 2 apiece for Adam Rutherford, Ben Child, and Nate Edwards. So Murphy has been blanketed by some good defense. They'll have to find a way to try to chip away at this lead and get back into it. Our halftime score again, Walton 36 and Morris 23. We'll take a small break and be right back on our Mirabado Energy Products halftime report live here from the Pat Grasso Tournament at Lawrence. I'm Nate Lull on WCDO.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
That's our Mirabado Energy Products halftime report. Remember, you'll save instantly right at the pump when you use your Mirabado Rewards Plus card. You can see for yourself at Mirabado today, or you can call them 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Again, our halftime score, the Walton boys on top of Morris, 36-23. The championship game will be tomorrow, as the winner of this game will face the winner of Lawrence and South Courtright. That game will be at 7 o'clock in a matchup here later tonight, which we'll have right on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. We're always glad to have a lot of our listeners listening in on the web, as I know a lot of people reached out to me over the last day or two, asked what games we were doing because they're snowbirds, they're down in Florida or the Carolinas, or a lot of grandparents that are going down there to escape the cold weather. I certainly don't blame a lot of people traveling for the holidays and also don't want to miss games while they're away, so you can always check it out at WCDOsports.com. Again, our halftime score, 36-23, Morris kind of got into a track meet early on, I guess is the best way to say it, and Walton was winning the track meet because they are just loaded with athletes who are tall, fast, lanky, and can get up and down the floor. Morris has not had a problem with that this year, playing teams in their league, playing some of the smaller schools on their schedule. They did a nice job for most of the first quarter before Walton just started to create some separation and get away a little bit. So I think if they slow it down a little bit, work it inside, and try to get Murphy some more open looks, kick it inside, then kick it back out, they could get back into this game. but it's going to take a big-time effort because Walton is shooting red hot here tonight. We'll take another small break. We'll come back. We'll get the third quarter started on WCDO.
The Johnston Funeral Home of Morris wishes everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We hope you enjoy your time with family and friends and have a safe holiday season. This sincere holiday wish comes from the Johnston Funeral Home on 60 Broad Street in Morris. They've been serving local communities since 1971. Offering a full line of traditional funeral services, they take the time to provide compassionate, professional, and affordable care in your time of need. Visit them online at johnstonfh.com or call them at 263-5795. That's 263-5795.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
As we get set for the start of the third quarter here, first round game of the Pat Grasso tournament live in Lawrence. I'm Nate Lull on WCDO. Thanks for joining us. Walton will have the ball. They will go right to left on your radio dial there in the orange uniforms tonight with the black and the white trim. Morris will come out on defense to start off this second half. They will go left to right once they have the ball. They're in the white uniforms with the gray and the royal blue trim as well. Morris trying to find some early energy to maybe chip away at this lead as we start the second half. It is Walton 36 and Morris 23, and we're back underway here between the Warriors and the Mustangs. Morris is going to come out in a little 2-3 zone here on defense. They look fired up, so maybe Coach Joy had some inspirational words at halftime for the Mustangs. And a pass down low, looking there for Beach, and a foul on Morris's Cam Best. Best was trying to come over the top from behind to try to swat that away, and just got a little bit too much of a push in the back there. So that's the second foul on Cam Best, first on Morris in the second half. Inbounds pass to Gavin Griffin. His shot is no good, and a rebound for the Morris Mustangs. Back down the floor, a pass from Murphy is tipped there by Walton, as that was Dylan Jacob getting his fingertips on that one. Ball sails out of bounds, stays with Morris. 7:35 to go, third quarter. Morris trying to get off to a good start here in the third frame. Here's Murphy into the corner for Rutherford. Down low to the right low block for Child. Kicks one back out for Murphy. Reverses to the left side. Gets it back on the right side. Straight away three for Murphy. Left it short. Rebound Gavin Griffin. And Walton will streak away with it. And here is Beach back down the floor. Beach stops. Thought about popping one. Instead goes left side for Dylan Jacob. He pulls the trigger. His shot is off the mark. And pops way up top over the backboard and out of play. So possession goes back to the Mustangs. A minute gone in the third quarter. It's 36-23. The Morris Mustangs trailing Walton here in the opening round of the Pat Grasso tournament. A steal now. Murphy lost control. Beach with a long pass ahead for Dylan Jacob. His layup won't go. And another rebound for Morris. A gift from the basketball gods there for the Mustangs, and somehow that layup rolled all the way around the rim and popped free. And Morris will come away with it. Murphy will walk it back up the floor with 6:45 to go. Third quarter is Walton 36 and Morris 23. Here is Rutherford on the far side finding Robert Child. Child on the baseline, stripped of the pass, and ahead now for Dylan Jacob. He tries another layup, and it won't go. Murphy was doing good on the trailer defense there. Back ahead now for Richards, and a foul is called, a charge against the Mustangs. Gavin Griffin planted his feet in the floor, fell over, and it goes back to the Walton Warriors. First foul on Richards, and the team's second here in this third frame. Back up the floor here for Walton. They skip one ahead for Tweedy. Tweedy takes it down low, and he's fouled by Cam Best with 6:20 to go in the third quarter. Again, our score, Walton 36 and Morris 23. So that's his third on Cam Best, and the third on Morris as a team as well. Tweedy is going to step to the line here for Walton. First shot is off the mark. Walton has had plenty of chances to get things going again here, mojo-wise, to start the third quarter. It just hasn't worked so far. Second shot coming for Tweedy. This one is good. Alex Tweedy into double digits now. He has 10 points, and it's Walton 37, Morris 23, with 6:15 to go in the third quarter. Left side of the floor. Now they go inside for Robert Child. Back out for Richards. Back across for Murphy, left wing side, as they go left to right on your radio dial. Across the top of the zone, Tweedy with a steal, but lost control of it. He tipped it, went up over his head. He wasn't sure where it went. Ball out of bounds and will remain with Morris. They'll toss one into the backcourt here for Murphy. Murphy crossing the Lawrence Leopards logo at midcourt. Setting up the offense, goes to the high post for Robert Child. Child in the paint, tosses one up, left-handed, good. Robert Child with 12 points, and it's 37-25. Morris trying to stay in this ball game with 5:45 to go in the third frame. Back across for Beach. Beach thought about an NBA three, steps in, now kicks into the corner for Tweedy. Spot up for three, it's good. Alex Tweedy now with 13 points, and he has been tough here for the Mustangs to control. 15-point lead for Walton, 40-25 with 5:25 to go in this third quarter. They pass one down low for Robert Child. On the right, low baseline, his little jumper off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound for Walton. Back up the floor with Jacob Beach. Beach to the top of the key. Now off for Tweedy. Fires up another three-pointer, left it short. Gavin Griffin with the rebound. Turnaround shot won't go. Robert Child with the rebound. Outlet pass here to Murphy, and they're off and running. Murphy down the right side of the floor. Murphy gets down low. Ball is tipped out of bounds there. Swatted, I should say, by Gavin Griffin. And it'll stay with the Mustangs with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Cam Best tries a no-look pass to get it in and fool the defense. Walton wasn't fooled. They'll steal it away. And the Warriors come back down the floor going right to left. Into the corner for Shane Merwin. Jumper is good. Shane Merwin for three, and he's got 15. Walton leads 43-25 with 4:40 to go in the third quarter. Top of the key here for Murphy. Murphy's been quiet tonight, 7 points, as he loses it again here to Dylan Jacob. Off to the races, this time it's good. Dylan Jacob with a breakaway layup. He's got 6 points, and it's 45-25 with 4:20 to go in this third quarter. Here is Murphy again, thought about a three-pointer. Passes to the far side now for Cam Best. High post for Robert Child. Little 360 spin. Child tries to take it to the rim. Can't get the shot to go. Richards with a rebound. Dumps one off for Murphy. His shot won't go. Another rebound is loose on the floor. We'll have a jump ball, and it's going to go back to the Warriors. With 4 minutes to go in this third quarter, Morris goes to the bench as Nate Edwards checks back in. David Dugan comes in now for the Mustangs. It's 45-25. Walton back up the floor. Onto the right side here for Dylan Jacob. They'll pause here at midcourt as they set up the offense. Little 2-3 zone here for the Mustangs. Walton figuring out, getting where all the pieces should go. Left side for Beach. Beach back up for Dylan Jacob. They try to pass one down low for Gavin Griffin. Deflected, but he kicks it back out and saves it. Merwin gets that pass. Fires up a three. It's no good. Robert Child with the rebound and back up the floor for Murphy. Murphy on the right side. Little crossover move, stutter step. Murphy back out, passes down low for Nate Edwards. Can't finish it off. And a rebound here for Walton. A missed opportunity there for the Mustangs off the sweet pass from Murphy. Beach into the corner, back out for Tweedy. He fires up a three, splash. Downtown for Alex Tweedy. He's got 16, timeout Morris. 3:10 to go in the third quarter, and it's all Warriors. 48-25, Walton on top of Morris. We'll be right back on WCDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Just about 3 minutes left here in the third quarter. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is courtesy of SFCU. Opening round of the boys' Pat Grasso tournament live here in Lawrence. A doubleheader tonight. We're in the third quarter of our first game with Walton leading Morris 48-25, a matchup of two very good local teams as Matt Murphy gets a jumper here to go for the Morris Mustangs. He has nine, but it's been all Walton here tonight with red-hot shooting from the Warriors. One of the best teams in the MAC and probably locally this year. As this is a long straightaway jumper for Alex Tweedy. Talk about on fire. He's got 19, and his last four buckets have all been from downtown. Alex Tweedy gives Walton a 51-27 lead with 2:35 to go in the third quarter. Here's Murphy on the right side for Morris. Gets to the little jumper area on the right wing side, about a 15-foot jumper. Gets it to go. Murphy's got 11. And it's 51-29 with 2:20 to go in the third quarter. Pass down low here for the Walton Warriors. Here is Merwin at the left low block. Tries a little shovel off pass to Gavin Griffin. Intercepted by the Mustangs and back up the floor. Left side for Murphy. Slices his way to the hoop and he's fouled with 2:10 to go in this third quarter. Our score, Walton 51 and Morris 29. Cam Best is going to check back in. And let's see who goes to the bench here. It will be Robert Child for the Morris Mustangs. Morris has looked good in stretches here tonight, but hard to combat this red-hot shooting of the Walton Warriors. Here is Cam Best in the corner, right side for the Mustangs, and now back up top here for Murphy. Murphy slices the defense, goes David Dugan far side. Dugan for three, got it. David Dugan off the bench with a three-pointer. Makes it 51-23. With a minute 49 to go in this third quarter. Walton back up the floor with Dylan Jacob setting up the offense as Walton goes right to left on your radio dial. Little dribble drive here for Jacob. Hanging in the air, can't get it to go. Nate Edwards with a rebound. Back up the floor with Murphy. Murphy stops, little 20-foot jumper, can't get it to go. Died on the front of the rim. Cam Best with a rebound, and he's fouled as he brought it down. With a minute and a half to go in this third quarter, it is Walton 51 and Morris 32. Morris seems to have a little bit more energy after that last time out, but a heck of a hole to try to dig out of here against this talented Walton Warriors team. Into the corner now. A jumper rattles in and out by David Dugan, and a rebound for Jacob Beach, and he's fouled by Dugan on the rebound with a minute 20 to go in this third quarter. 51-32, Walton on top, and they'll get the ball back here late in this third quarter. Walton trying to punch their tickets to tomorrow night's Pat Grasso Tournament Championship Contest. The winner of this game will play the winner of our 7 o'clock game, which is South Courtright taking on the host school, the Lawrence Leopards. Right side of the floor for Dylan Jacob, directing traffic, trying to pass one in down low. They'll find Justin Beers. Beers with a little turnaround baby hook, and he's fouled, and we'll go to the line. Looked like Morris had the good spot on defense. They're good positioning. But a turnaround shot by Justin Beers, and he got hacked on the arm by Matt Murphy. Murphy's first foul and the fifth on Morris as a team. First shot is up and good for Justin Beers. So Walton ups the lead to 52-32 with about a minute to go here in this third quarter. There's the senior, number 35, Justin Beers, at the line. His second shot off the back of the rim, and a violation is the call. Missed the shot anyways, so nothing counts there, and the Mustangs will get it back. With 1:04 to go in this third frame, Robert Child will check back in for the Mustangs, and David Dugan will go to the bench with a minute to go in this third frame. 52-32. Walton with a comfortable lead towards the end of this third quarter. Morris trying to grab some momentum here as Murphy will walk it up the floor. Crosses the half-court timeline, sets up the offense. Murphy on the left side. Murphy with a bounce pass down low. It's intercepted, and Walton will take it away. Ahead for Jacob Beach. Beach tries to go up for the slam, and he's fouled by Nate Edwards with 47 seconds left in this third quarter. Beach looked like he was going to try to slam one there on the breakaway, and he's got the ups to do it. You can see his legs are like springs, but he just got tipped from behind there by Edwards, lost control of the ball, and was fouled. So Beach to the line. First shot is good. So Jacob Beach now with 7 points. as he's 1-for-1 at the line here on this trip. Second shot coming for Beach, the senior, wearing number 1. Second shot is good, so he goes 2-for-2. He's got 8 points. Again, there's that balanced scoring tonight for the Walton Warriors. 40 seconds to go in the third quarter. Ball tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Nate Edwards through his hands and back to Walton as they lead 54-32 with 40 seconds to go in this third quarter. Dylan Jacob walks it over the half-court timeline, the point guard here tonight for the Walton Warriors. 30 seconds to go, about a 6-second difference between the game clock and the shot clock. Pull-up jumper here for Walton is good. Brett Charles from deep in the corner for a long two makes it 56-32. Walton on top of Morris. Mustangs with the ball. Going left to right. Here's Murphy in the paint. Hanging jumper. Can't get it to go. Tweedy scoops up a rebound. Windexes the glass. Passes one ahead here for Dylan Jacob. To Beach. Lays it off and good. Beach now into double figures with 10 off the sweet assist there from Dylan Jacob. And it's 58-32. And that's going to do it for the third quarter. Again, end of three. It's Walton 58, Morris 32. 1 quarter to go here in the opening round of the Pat Grasso Tournament in Lawrence. I'm Nate Lowe, and we'll be right back on CDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Start of the fourth quarter between Walton and Morris. A boys game here tonight, part of a doubleheader at the opening round of the Pat Grasso Tournament in Lawrence. And Walton holds a 58-32 lead over the Morris Mustangs. Walton with the ball. Tweedy into the corner. Brett Charles, another jumper. No good. Off the front of the rim. Gets his own rebound, but then travels. And possession will go back to the Morris Mustangs. Our second game tonight will be at 7 o'clock between the South Courtright Rams and the Lawrence Leopards. We'll have a small break in between our post game of this game and our pregame of that second game. But great night to stay warm and listen to some great high school basketball. But I am impressed. A lot of fans here tonight supporting these two schools in the first round of the Grasso. Matt Murphy with a pull-up jumper. He's got 13 points. And it's 58-34. So that's Murphy with 13 for Morris and Robert Child with 12. Here's Brett Charles. Dials up another jumper from the left corner. Can't get it to go. Mustangs with a rebound. And here's Murphy down the right side of the floor. Murphy stops. Trying to set up the offense, finds Cam Best. Best dribbles into traffic, lost control of it, and here's Beach down the floor. Beach stops, goes up for the layup, can't get it to go, gets his own rebound. He's stuck in traffic here, little baby hook, that won't go. Both teams wrestling and scrambling for the rebound, and finally Morris comes away with it. So our score remains, Walton 58, Morris 34, with 6:45 to go fourth quarter. Morris to the high post with Robert Child. A little spot-up jumper for Child is good. He's got the shooter's touch there as he gets it to go. And it's 58-36. Walton trying to work a little clock here as Merwin dribbles it down the floor, crosses the timeline, gets to the top of the key. Merwin holding on to it, finds Brett Charles. Charles to the right side of the floor as Walton goes right to left. Down low, up off the glass, and good. Don't know how he got it to go, but they all count. And it's 60-36 with 6:10 to go in the fourth quarter. Back down the floor for the Mustangs. Here is Brandon Richards finding Matt Murphy. Murphy outside the three-point line. Dishes one off for Robert Child, up and good. Robert Child with 16 points, and it's 60-38 with 5:50 to go in the fourth quarter. And back down the floor for the Walton Warriors, who are in control with a 22-point lead right now. Murphy going for a steal and gets one for Merwin. Tries to pass ahead, though, for Richards, and it's intercepted right back by Jacob Beach. And Beach at half court is mugged by Murphy, as he was trying to return the favor one more time with a steal. And the foul will be on Murphy. Walton bringing in some substitutes off the bench. We have Tommy McGuire checking in and Jose Maribal with 5:38 to go in this fourth quarter. Beach is going to shoot 1-1 here. It's the second foul on Murphy, but seventh on Morris as a team. And so Beach will have a 1-1 opportunity here from the charity stripe. First shot for Beach, rattles in and out, rebound for Cam Best. And Morris will bring it back up the floor. Here is Best at the top of the key. Best tries to dribble into traffic, kicks one out for Murphy. Murphy fires up a long three, can't get it to go. Rebound Brandon Richards, set shot, no good. Edwards with a rebound, his floater is up and good. Nate Edwards with a good rebound, went up strong and finished for the Mustangs. So it's a 20-point deficit with Walton leading Morris 60-40 with 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Here is Beach, left side of the floor. Morris has switched up to go man-to-man, now on defense, trying to create some steal opportunities. Straight away, three is good from downtown, Tommy McGuire. Just jumps into the game. He's probably ice cold, hasn't played yet tonight, and fires up a three and gets it to go. 63-40 with 4:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Here is Murphy on the right side of the floor. Murphy passes down low for Robert Child. Child on the right low block goes back out into the corner for Richards. Richards tries an entry pass. Instead, we'll go back out to Murphy. Murphy on the left side of the floor. Murphy finds Edwards down low, up and in. Great court vision there to find Nate Edwards on a backdoor cut. Sliced it right into him. Edwards is able to finish, and Walton's going to take a timeout. 4:25 to go in the fourth quarter. It is Walton 63, Morris 42. We'll be right back on CDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney. Proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
4:25 to go in the fourth quarter. It's Walton 63 and Morris 42. Pull-up jumper here for Walton by Jose Maribal, who just checked into the game. No good. Robert Child with a rebound. Morris back ahead. Here's Cam Best into the paint. Lost control of it. Ball is loose on the floor. Scooped up, though, by the Morris Mustangs and Adam Rutherford. Rutherford can't hold on to it, but they'll just get a timeout with 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. It's 63-42. Walton on top of Morris. We'll be right back on CDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Have you enjoyed a tasty meal at Bob's Diner in Bainbridge lately? Bob's is open 7 days a week and features daily and blue plate specials, awesome homemade soups, and Bob's popular chili available every day. Check out Bob's Build Your Own Burger menu, along with homemade desserts like pies, cakes, muffins, and more. And seniors age 65, you receive a 10% discount on breakfast, lunch, and dinner entrees all week long. Only at Bob's Diner, the home of the bottomless cup of coffee on North Main Street in Bainbridge.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And we're back underway. Out of the timeout, a three for Morris's Cam Best is off the mark, trickles out of bounds. Last touch by the Mustangs, who were going for the rebound. Walton will get it back in. Up the floor here for the Walton Warriors. Looks like we might have a timeout on the floor. I'm not sure. It's going to be a team timeout or an official timeout. Regular game clock has still been ticking down here for another 5 or 10 seconds, so they're going to fix the time on the game clock here. Again, our score, Walton 63, Morris 42. first round of the Pat Grasso tournament. Let's step away for 30 seconds, and we'll be back on CDO.
You know, there's only one thing worse than getting in a car accident, and that's dealing with an inexperienced auto body shop. That's why when I needed auto body work after hitting a deer, I told my insurance agent that I was using Bill and the guys at Sydney Auto Body. They've been in business for over 55 years, and they do quality work. There's no hassles, no costly surprises, and they take care of the insurance paperwork, too. So if you have an accident, take my advice. Go to Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in Sydney. Call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
The clock situation all fixed and we're back underway. Morris with the ball as they trail 63-42 against the Walton Warriors. Shot here by Murphy is partially deflected and Walton back up the floor. It's Walton 63, Morris 42. A pass ahead for Jose Maribel. He can't control it. And Morris will steal it away once again with Murphy. Murphy gets into the paint, trying to go coast to coast. He's blocked by Brett Charles. Ball out of bounds. Let's see what the Zebra Crew says. Last touched by the Walton Warriors. So it will stay with Morris with 3:10 to go in the fourth quarter. Morris trying to get it inbounds, and they will, to Murphy. Murphy on the left side of the floor tries an entry pass down low. It's intercepted. Walton back down the other way with Shane Merwin. His layup is up and good. Merwin has 17 points here tonight to help with a balanced scoring effort for Walton as they lead 65-42. 2:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Top of the key. Here's Cam Best. Best into the paint. Little floating jumper. That won't go. Rebound here for Brett Charles. And Walton will bring it back down the floor with 2:40 to go in the fourth quarter. As it looks like the Walton Warriors will be playing in the Pat Grasso Tournament Championship game tomorrow night. We're going to have a timeout taken on the floor by the Walton Warriors with 2:35 to go in the fourth quarter. It's Walton 65, Morris 42. We'll be right back on CDO.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student athletes.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
2:35 to go in the fourth quarter. Great crowd on hand here for the opening round of the Pat Grasso Tournament live from Lawrence Central School. I want to say thanks to Lawrence. They are always great hosts when we come here for the Grasso Tournament or regular season games. We've done a lot of games here over the last couple of years, and it's been very fun. 65-42 is the score. Walton boys on top of Morris with 2:30 to go in the fourth quarter. Right side of the floor for Jose Maribel for Walton. He gets to the high post, lost control of it. Now tries a little up and under as he gets the ball back and puts it in. Jose Maribel, his first bucket of the night, and it's 67-42 with just about 2:10 to go in the fourth quarter. Here is Matt Murphy. Gets around the screen. Pull-up jumper for Morris. Rims out. Ball is loose on the floor, scooped up here by the Mustangs. And a timeout is going to be taken by Morris head coach Jerry Joy. So it's been the battle of timeouts here with 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. It's Walton 67, Morris 42. We'll step away and be right back on CDO.
Jake's Deli on Main Street in Otigo is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. Make sure to check out Jake's for their famous subs. You won't be disappointed. Jake's has a full deli with cold cuts, homemade salads, meat platters, and more. Plus, they have all the groceries, snacks, and drinks you need. So stop into Jake's Deli at 401 Main Street in Otigo today. Call in your sub order at 988-2709. That's 988-2709. Jake's Deli is open Monday through Saturday from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sundays from 7 to 3. Good luck, area athletes, from Jake's Deli of Otigo.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Out of the timeout, Morris with the ball, and we'll have a quick foul call here on the Walton Warriors, who are going for a steal. With a minute 50 to go in the fourth quarter, it's 67-40. Walton on top of the Morris Mustangs. Two teams that are very good in their respective leagues. I think Walton might be a heavy favorite in the MAC conference right now, and I think Morris, the way they are playing right now in their league play, are going to be a favorite in the Tri-Valley. As Matt Murphy shoots a three from downtown, he's got 16 points, and it's 67-45 in this fourth quarter. Walton will inbound the ball here after that Murphy basket, and Walton will bring it back down the floor. Onto the right side, it's a steal by David Dugan, who's off the bench. Did he step out of bounds? Let's see. Actually, it's going to be a foul on Jose Maribel, they say, with a minute 35 to go in the fourth quarter. That is his first, team's third. So Morris certainly still a long ways away from shooting. As here is Murphy, gets the ball inbounds, finds David Dugan. So Morris will end up in tomorrow's consolation game. Walton will be in the championship game against the winner of our next contest, which is South Courtright against Lawrence. Murphy with a pass down low to John Oliver off the bench, who's able to finish. First bucket of the night for John Oliver, who's a big spark guy off the bench for the Morris Mustangs. We hit 1 minute to go, fourth quarter at 67-47. Walton with the ball to the left side of the floor. Here is Aiden Kilmurray. Kilmurray finding Tommy McGuire as they tick some time off the clock here. So Walton looking very impressive. First time I've been able to see them in person this year on the radio, and they have lived up to the hype. They are in the honorable mention for the New York State Sports Writers Class C poll this week. Actually, both these teams in their respective classes are in the honorable mention in the state this week. Morris in Class D, Walton in Class C. And I think as the season goes along, I definitely think they'll be both up in the top 20 rankings, as they're two very high-quality teams. 47 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Maribel to the line. First shot is up and good for Jose Maribel. He's got 3 points now. Make sure to stay tuned for our post-game show coming up. We'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. And break this one down before we set you up for our second contest tonight. Maribel goes 1-for-2. Morris back down the floor. They trail 68-47 with 30 seconds left. Nate Edwards gets a pass down low from John Edwards and finishes. So Edwards there is able to finish. He's got 8 points. Excuse me, pass from John Oliver to Nate Edwards. Edwards with 8 points, looking for the old-fashioned three-point play here, trying to finish this one off. So Edwards steps in. First shot, no good. Ball is loose on the rebound. Scooped up here by Edwards. Gets it back out for Murphy. Murphy in the paint. His jumper is good. Matt Murphy now with 18 points, and it's 68-51 with 25 seconds to go. Morris will not go down quietly here. A little full-court pressure as they try to get a last-second steal. Here's Edwards finding Oliver back across for Murphy. Murphy into the paint, little floating jumper. Can't get it to go. Rattles out. Edwards is there to put it in. So Edwards has 10 points. But the clock is going to strike midnight here on the Mustangs, as we will have a foul against the Mustangs with 3 seconds left. So we're going to have a 1-1 situation here with 3 seconds left. The score, Walton 68 and Morris 53. Just so hard to keep up with the fast pace that these Walton Warriors play. And they were just on fire tonight, especially that first quarter. It was a very, very good first quarter where they were able to withstand a little run by Morris, who started to get hot. And then just it was raining threes. First shot for Maribel is up and good. He has 4 points. Second one coming. It seems like for every three that Morris was able to hit, Walton was able to hit two of their own. Second shot for Mariball. This one no good, so time will expire with our final score as Murphy tries a half-court shot at the buzzer that's no good. 69-53. Walton defeats Morris, and we'll move on to the Pat Grasso championship game tomorrow night. Post-game show coming up. We'll be right back on CDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-027 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Heat tape for water pipes, insulated chimney systems, and stovepipe. This winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Rock salt, snow shovels, outdoor work gloves, and traction sand too. So this winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Since 1920, local folks have relied on Jessef House Building Supplies in downtown Sydney Center. Three generations of quality service to the Tri-County area. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything. Call 369-3051.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count, and at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back one last time here for our opening round game between Morris and Walton. Our final score, the Walton boys defeating Morris 69-53. Our second game tonight will be South Courtright taking on Lawrence. So the winner of our second game will battle the Walton Warriors for the championship game tomorrow. Let's go through our scoring summary here. First for Walton, and again, very balanced scoring here tonight. 19, that's a game high from Alex Tweedy. 17 from Shane Merwin. 10 from Jacob Beach. 6 apiece from Dylan Jacob and Gavin Griffin. 4 apiece for Jose Mariball as well as Brett Charles. 3 for Tommy McGuire and 1 for Justin Beers. On the other side for Morris, 18 points for Matt Murphy, 16 for Robert Child, 10 for Nate Edwards, so three guys in double figures for the Mustangs, 3 for David Dugan, and 2 apiece for John Oliver, Adam Rutherford, and Ben Child. Let's go through our post-game awards now for offense, defense, and all-purpose award winners. First, it's our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, of course, brought to you by NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. We'll give that tonight to Alex Tweedy from Walton, 19 points, and it was just fantastic, including hitting some big-time three-pointers in the second half, which helped Walton kind of create that separation and get away from the Mustangs, who were trying to chip back into the game. Hit 4 three-pointers in a row there, so Alex Tweedy, our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner tonight. Next is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. We'll give that award tonight to Walton's Shane Merwin. Yes, 17 points for Merwin, but I thought he was one of the key guys, which was very active and scrappy in helping to limit Morris's Matt Murphy, especially early in the game, from getting off to his usual hot start. I mean, here's a guy who's consistently putting up between 20 and 30 points. He's had a bunch of double-doubles this year. So got to give some credit to Shane Merwin. He is our Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award winner tonight. Finally, our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award is brought to you by ACCO of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. Really tough to call this one here because I think two guys from Morris both deserve it. Matt Murphy with 18 points and Robert Child with 16 points. We're going to give this one tonight to 16 points from Robert Child, and I think by the time we tally up his rebounds, he's going to have a double-double for sure. So we will give Robert Child from Sydney, Robert Child from Morris, our ACCO Brands of Sydney All-Purpose Award tonight, as I thought he did a great job inside. He had to battle a lot of size that Walton brings to the table. So congratulations to Robert Child for winning our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award winner tonight. So that's our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. And our final score, again, 69-53. The Walton Warriors moving on to the Pat Grasso Tournament Championship game with a win over the Morris Mustangs here tonight. Kind of neat right now, in between our two games, they're going to have the Lawrence Central School Hall of Fame induction. And if you haven't ever been over here to Lawrence, they have one whole hallway that's devoted to a class that they induct every year. It's a really neat thing, and they're going to be doing that right now and adding this year's class into the Lawrence Central School Hall of Fame. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to have South Courtright taking on Lawrence in the nightcap here of our doubleheader on WCDO. Set to be a good one between the Rams and the Leopards, as it always is. But again, our final score in the opening round game, Walton 69, Morris 53. Walton will be in the championship game tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Morris will be in the consolation game at 5 p.m. Big thank you to Jim Tomeo, Craig Stevens back in our WCDO studios. We'll see you in just a little bit here on WCDO.